With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At a D-Day anniversary ceremony, 104-year-old World War II veteran Ed Berthold reads from a letter he sent home a day after the invasion.
Wednesday night, June 7th, 1944. Dear Mom, just a few lines to tell you we are all okay. We flew mission number 10 on D-Day. It certainly was a terrific show, what we could see. This is what everyone has been waiting for. Now we can see the results of the bombing aid Air Force has been doing the past months.
World War II veterans, a generation quickly passing into history, with the youngest D-Day veterans now nearing their 100th birthdays. 41 of those veterans, medals pinned to their blazers, were guests of honor, sitting in the shadow of sandstone columns bearing the names of all of those who died under British command in the Battle of Normandy. Also at SRNNews.com, it's day four of Hunter Biden's gun trial. Correspondent Hanna Panjwani reports.
The widow of Hunter Biden's brother is testifying at his federal gun trial. Hallie Biden said she found Hunter's crack at her house in Wilmington, Delaware, and saw him using the illicit drug. She said he got drugs from various dealers. Federal prosecutors have argued that Hunter Biden was in the throes of heavy addiction when he bought the gun at the center of the case. They have accused him of lying on a government form. He's been charged with three felonies and pleaded not guilty. Hunter Biden has said the Justice Department is bending to political pressure from Republicans, and that he's being unfairly targeted. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Then on Wall Street, stocks are fluctuating. The Dow is now ahead 8 points, but the NASDAQ losing 33. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention condemns in vitro fertilization.
The nation's largest Protestant denomination says the procedure is immoral and Christians should oppose it. Many pro-life advocates already do because IVF involves the creation of multiple embryos, many of whom are destroyed in the process. Others may be frozen for long periods of time and then destroyed. The Catholic Church is also opposed to IVF and recently reminded everyone of that fact. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many state attorneys general coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued Planned Parenthood, sought to force clinics that provide sex change operations to hand over the records, and pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. Now his reelection effort is drawing millions in outside money from major liberal and conservative donors. This is SRN News. A train crash in the Czech Republic.
A passenger train has collided head-on with a freight train in the Czech Republic, killing at least four people and injuring over 20 others, according to officials. Emergency crews worked tirelessly overnight trying to access the derailed carriages. The crash took place over 60 miles east of Prague, according to the country's interior minister. The country's transport minister said the main track between Prague and the eastern part of the country had to be closed while authorities investigate the collision. Rescuers said more than 300 passengers were on board the high-speed train heading for the city of Košice in eastern Slovakia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japanese, U.S., and South Korean Coast Guard vessels conducting their first three-way drill off Japan's coast as the countries strengthen their maritime ties in response to increased assertiveness by China. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.